Manatees in Florida have long been considered endangered, a species on life support. But officials recently changed the manatee status to threatened, which means their condition is less critical. WLRN's Kate Stein says in early 2017, officials counted more than 6,000 manatees in Florida's waters.
Michael Runge is with the U.S. Geological Survey, which last week released a study on the Florida manatee population.
It may double in the next 40 to 50 years. It may stay stable. It may more than double. There's a fair bit of uncertainty in our forecast, but it does look like the threats are low enough that the population is likely to continue to increase.
Manatees depend on seagrass for food. Runge says recent seagrass die-offs in Florida Bay and the Indian River Lagoon are not yet widespread enough to be a threat. A bigger issue, he says, is boats. Runge says that by the time they're adults, almost all Florida manatees have been hit by boats. That's why the Endangered Species Act and state law require low-speed zones and other protective measures. Those protections don't go away, even though manatees are now just threatened, not endangered. Runge says that's important.
If the adult mortality rate goes up too much, then manatees don't live long enough to replace themselves, and the population might show a decline.
Runge says what could limit population growth is a lack of warm water. Manatees have very little body fat, so in winter they stay in warm springs or in the warm water discharges from power plants. But several Florida power plants have closed, and researchers expect more closures over the coming decades. The USGS study factors that in and still expects the manatee population to increase. The question is, how much? I'm Kate Stein in Miami.